Tell you to open your mouth.
All right.
We tell on your own self.
That's right.
You understand? When you come in to tell me to see you or anybody, it's the savior of the world.
All right.
You see?
Can't nobody save the world. I want them to only hear it as me.
See what I mean?
Now you ought to have that much sense. Do you see what I'm talking about?
None of this playing down my common sports sense, Wallace.
But say, well, look, I ain't gonna follow that man. You understand? See, he said, having men's personality and admiration. Is that right? Wheels without walking. You understand?
And always somebody says, I don't believe that stuff you're talking about. You know the reason why they don't believe it? They mean that too. They mean they do not believe it.
And in earnest about it, too. You know why? Because they don't see nothing.
All right.
Get the point? They don't see where's what? Mm-hmm. Where's the communion center? Yeah. You understand?
Where's your again?
See? What have you got to tell me that you're right about?
What do you do? Where's this? And where's that? Where's her? Don't see a thing.
See what I mean? Gonna talk in with me about something. Jesus said for us to do this. I say it right away. He didn't say that.
Don't tell me he didn't say it. That's what he thought.
Biblical. Bible red seal though. He didn't say it. You see? You know what the trouble is there?
He don't know one dispensation from the other.
That's right.
Don't know one age from the other. You understand? As of now, I'm just about through there, by the way. As of now, a man with the Holy Spirit in, or a woman with the Holy Spirit, that's the only salvation.
All right.
If you've got that, nobody must go and preach to you.
Great. Great.
And you talk just like a fool.
All right, Doc.
That's right. You don't believe that? Now, if you look at the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, you understand? You're always trying to say, don't you see? Don't you see? Don't you see?
No.
You understand? Messiah says, you understand? Except you be born again, you can't see.
That's right.
See, you're looking at a little and a material thing. See, and you don't see why that was.
No.
See, you're looking at matter without seeing where it comes from.
All right.
It's a source of divinity. You understand? You hear again? Mm-hmm. You're looking at something you're putting in your belly. You understand? That's what all the warfare is about now. It's something to go in the belly. Something to go on the back. You understand? And we call that intelligence. You see? Now we're talking about communist aggression. Well, look, if we had the truth over here, you don't have to worry about no aggression in this country. You see what I mean? You take that. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. The fully God promised. Look, let me just read one book. Let me read one book. Maybe two. Second chapter. I want you to see it. And this is
Paul said, eyes have not seen. Now, really, Paul didn't say that.
No.
Well, here he is in 2 Corinthians. Didn't he write it?
No, he didn't
say it. Good idea.
That's right. That's right.
I have not seen.
Yeah. But the Spirit
said to Paul,
what do you mean to tell me?
Do you mean to tell me that now God has revealed to you, the apostles, by His Spirit, the things that He has prepared for them in the world to come? You understand? And then you're going to walk around here, you understand, with some of your true critics. You understand? And miss the boat. You get the point? On account of some false or erroneous doctrine that some hypocrite preaches. Do you mean to tell me that? Do you think I see? You don't mean nothing like that. Paul said it's impossible for them to have but the good word of God and the power of the word coming. If they should fall away from you, then again, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God for us. You understand? Now, somebody said, well, I didn't backflip it. No, you didn't. You didn't backflip. Backslide. You never slid far. That's what your trouble is. You just been running around playing a hypocrite.
All right, now.
You see? You're not fooling nobody. All right. God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. All right, read them.
For the Spirit,
for the such the deep things. There's nothing to cover. The Spirit that's in you searches all things. Is that right? But now, since he's offered once for all, and we're in another dispensation, now the Spirit takes the place of all of them. And you see, they don't see that.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Neither can he know that.
Now, listen, you can try to tell him, don't you see, don't you see, don't you know? No. Neither can he know. Neither can he know. See? All right, read.
Because they are
spiritual. Now, here's the reason why. It's because they are what?
Spiritually.
They see, you have to have the Spirit to discern them. You understand? When somebody's up here preaching and teaching, you see, and got you reading around in the Bible, you see, if you don't have the Spirit, and you don't know what age and what dispensation, you understand? Mm-hmm. And you don't discern.
That's right.
That's the devil up there. You understand what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell you about natural things and all these different kinds of things. You don't know what it's all about. You get what I'm saying? Then try to create his education and all. You understand what I mean?
All right.
He has so much of that. Mm-hmm. Now, there's just no way for him to know. So, that there's no way for him to know, what do you expect him to say? You see? Now, this reincarnation right quick. See, when them devils was cast out on the other side of the cross, and see, then when they come back, now this is reincarnation, just before he was crucified, you see, he went right back up there to San Diego Conference and told him, said, he's a generation of Satan, he's a viper. Isn't that right? And they put him to death for it. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, look, what happened was, you see, them same old satanic spirits, they didn't come back like they were, just one. They brought back seven more, you understand? The Lord has been brought back legion. And the last day that man was worse than Daniel Brother. Now that is reincarnation. Now that don't happen like that on this side of the throne.
All right.
You understand? Because when the devil is expulsed out of a man, you understand? Just like the devils, when they come back on the other side of the cross, they found the house all swept and gone. Say that right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the book says?
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back. The whole pump over here, a little bit, made the last day that man worse than the first. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. But now on this side of the cross, and listen, I want to tell you this, they ain't going to be hanging around tiring, waiting on the old coat.
All right.
That open. You see? Somebody said, do you need to have a yes, that's Pentecost. You understand? But now the Holy Spirit is being poured out. Now, instead of it being like that, now, you understand? When the devil's gone, see the house is furnished. It's occupied.
Yeah.
Say, you understand?
Right.
You feel the same.
Yeah.
Listen, and the capital don't touch preserve. How long? Until the day of redemption. Now that's the difference. But there has never been nobody in this world. You understand? That didn't live and move and have their being. And, in other words, there hasn't been anybody here separated and independent from God at any time, in any dispensation. You see? You understand what I'm talking about? But the unconscious, I hope you got one.
Respect.
coming to discern the Holy Spirit with you. That's love in them. And you can love. Rephrase that. Say, you can love Yahshua in them. What Yahshua is love. You don't have to be it. You can love Yahshua in an individual. That's to say, I can love that love that is within you. You manifest hate and spite. I don't know what that is. So that's the duty towards a neighbor or a wife or a husband or a brother or a companion, especially one with the Holy Spirit. Boy, how quickly we forget those vows. How many of you took the vows that you said? Typed them all out on a piece of paper as a contract, which is what it is. It is a marriage contract. How many of you took and typed them all out? And most of you signed that piece of paper, put it in a frame, and put it on the wall. Not only as a reminder to yourselves, but as a witness for all the world to see. How many of you did that? You might consider it. It'll just make you go back over it and reread it. Ephesians 4:25. Some people say, well, that wasn't in my contract. You hear that all the time. You hear it all the time in the news, the Hollywood news, starts saying, well, that's not in my contract. But you got a copy of it, I'm quite sure. Have you read it? Probably not. It's called fine print. For the beauty of a marriage contract, you shouldn't have fine print in it. It should all be the same size. Typewriter only uses the same size. No fine print on the typewriter. Let's go to Ephesians 4:25.
Ephesians 4:25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth to his neighbor.
Say it. Speak the truth. Speak the truth with what? Your brother or sister. In class, your companion, your fellow, your friend in class, your wife, your husband, your neighbor, which is a near dwelling to you, and who could be any near dwelling to you than your wife or husband? I got that way right that to you every night. How close do you want them? There's one right there. You're breathing in each other's face all night long. You don't share coffee all night long. You share the day and the problems all day long. You come home and share all the evening problems all night long. You go back and try to do it all over again. 365 years. Year in, year out, year after year. And knows all your secret thoughts. How much of an indweller would you want? How much closer can you get? Speak the truth in a lover, neighbor, or another Gentile. Some people ran out there in the street or any class who you recognize do not have Holy Spirit working in them. You speak the truth to them. You let them do the lie. You speak the truth. And you let them see Yahshua in you. And I'll tell you, if you live the principles of this doctrine, this gospel, these people know there is something about you that is different. They perceive it. You glorify God. Anyway, by your support and do it with each other. 1 Corinthians 10:33. Another duty for your neighbor. Your relationships with one another. Strive to please your neighbor. Oh, I know somebody came to please. I understand that. But well, I've done everything I can think to do to please them. Nothing I do to please them. I understand that. Doesn't justify you in acting wrong somehow. Where's your long-suffering principle? Where's your patience principle? Where's your tolerance principle? I can give you a story about an individual in my mind right now. Married to a woman who wasn't in class. That man was in class. That woman, her money was steady, figured, conniving, plotting, planning. How to keep him out of class come Sunday. And she had a whole week to work on. And she did it for 28 years. I'm not budging, folks. As incredible as it may sound, I'm not putting that down. That's a fact. I can name names, dates, places. Wait a minute. 28 years. She stays very attitude in her class. And don't you know that man put up with that for 28 years? He had a hope someday, I'm sure it would just open their eyes. 28 years. So where's your long suffering?
Oh, I believe, where's your long suffering? Everybody in here has problems. You all have problems, folks. Do you think your problems are the worst, or the toughest, they're the hardest problems you've ever had come down the pike? I learned a lesson one time when I had to go to the hospital. I got busted up in a hurricane in the Navy. So I'm in the hospital. I'm in metal. I got metal here and metal up the arm, all the way around here and all this kind of stuff. I can't move. I can't take a shower. I can't do anything. Then I'm singing the blues and I'm moaning and I'm griping and I'm complaining and I got this and that and this and that. So what was the lesson we learned in the hospital? Every time you think you've got a problem, take a good long look around the board. Take a good long look around the board. Well, listen, that was, I'm looking at it dead in my mind right now. That was 1950. 30-something years. I'm looking at it right in my mind. I'm looking right across the board and I can see another man on the bed. And he had been crushed under a weight that they were taking up on a crane and they were taking it onto an aircraft carrier and the cable broke and the wing came down. He was crushed underneath the wing of an aircraft. So he's in a body cast from here down. He can't move, he can't do nothing, understand? And at the sound, at the risk of sounding somewhat indelicate, but nonetheless, it is a fact of life that when you're in a solid body cast, you can't even eliminate yourself. Then when it comes time to evacuate solid waste, and they pull the curtains around the bed, you could hear him cry. Because they had to put them there with their rubber gloves and just take it out of them. Is it you got a problem? Why don't you take a good look around the water? You got God. And I'm trying desperately for you to see it in each other. See it in each other, and it puts down the God. It puts down the Christ. It puts down the Christ. It puts down all the frustrations. It puts down all the frictions. It puts down the whole world. Because you're looking in love, you're looking in truth, you're looking in reality, you're looking at something that is real. And you see, look past, quote, the wife, and start seeing Joshua. Look past, quote, the husband, and start seeing Joshua. Look past, quote, the brother, the sister, and start seeing Joshua. You understand what I'm saying? Look past quote the one who just cooks your meals and makes your coffee and does your laundry. Look past the one who just drives you around the car and makes your paycheck or does the coffee and so what have you. You need each other. And what a beautiful thing it is to
have a spouse, a husband, or a wife, who has been blessed with the Holy Spirit. You know what the odds are in that? You got any ideas what the odds are in that? You know that everything that we have going for us is by grace, and that there are no guarantees that your husband or your wife, your brother, your mother, your father, your sister, and your wife that is, are going to see anything that is going to be saved. Do you know what the odds are in that? You got any idea at all? Now, if you've got one who knows the truth, and then a companion to you, and then you got to act all somehow. What kind of problem here? Somebody's not looking at something. You got duties for the neighbor. You got duties. Not only on the piece of paper, for better and for worse, until death was part of all those duties. You got the dying duties. Somehow or another, when this is coming up to the mark. Is it because of ignorance and we don't know it? Is it because we know it and don't want to do it? Is it because you have the wrong spirit and you can't do it? What is the problem? You make the decision. Why can't there be unity with the Holy Spirit? You claim to have the Holy Spirit. And you cannot have unity with the Holy Spirit. Making this teaching out to be a lie. It's a problem. This teaching is the truth. It may not look like it to you, but I've been all over the world with it, ladies and gentlemen, and I have seen it with the world to their knees. From the Vatican right on down, I have seen this teaching with the world. If this teaching can whip the world, it can whip you. Now you're going to resist and resist and resist the principles of this teaching.
Right.
flight, we're in Oklahoma, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Oh, we have to take that.
to God. Then the companies come.
Well, the rise is, well, it ain't on the